The Bible reminds us that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. It also says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, meaning eternal death in hell under the wrath of God. But that doesn't have to be the end of the story. The Bible also tells us that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus died on the cross in our place and on our behalf. And there on the cross, God the Father poured out all of His wrath against us and our sin onto His Son, Jesus Christ. And God did this for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. That means that Jesus, who was innocent of sin, was judged to be guilty of our sins so that He could be our sin offering. And through the sacrifice of His life and His resurrection from the dead 3 days later, God made a way for us to be counted as righteous even though we're not, and to be saved from hell. What is required? We must put away all the lies that have kept us from faith, and we must sincerely and completely turn away from sin to righteousness and believe in Jesus Christ and trust Him as Lord of our lives. Acts 4:12 tells us that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. In Romans 10:9-10, we find that once Jesus is Lord of our lives, He's also Savior. And as Lord and Savior, Jesus lives inside of us in the person of the Holy Spirit to transform us and to guide us, teach us, and comfort us, and help us. From verse 10, we learn that true salvation results in living a righteous life. And so after we're saved, we will live by God's grace and the enablement of the Holy Spirit, obeying Jesus for the rest of our lives as proof of our salvation. Following salvation, the first act of obedience commanded by God is to be baptized by immersion as a public testimony of our faith in Christ, and then to become an active participant in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, Christ-centered local church. Friends, salvation is not so much a condition as it is a person. Salvation is Jesus. And so today, if you want Jesus as your Lord, your leader, your life focus, if you're ready to be rid of sin and full of holiness, and you're willing to surrender your whole life to Him, Jesus will save you and change your life. Jesus will rescue you from sin and hell and give you a new life now and heaven when He returns at His second coming. And so seek Him now. Speak to Him now. He's listening.